السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. ما شاء الله، الحمد لله. Allah has enabled us to awaken. This is the favor of Allah. It's early in the morning. It's the favor of Allah to be able to take His name. Alhamdulillah. There's an amazing dua of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he says, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana, he taught us. Oh Allah, I thank you that you have given us life after death. وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ, and to Allah alone is our resurrection. There's another amazing dua. Allah, I thank you. Alhamdulillah alladhi radda ilayya ruhi. Allah, you have returned my ruh to me. How many go to sleep and don't awaken? وَعَفَانِي فِي جَسَدِي. Allah, I thank you that you have given me well-being in my limbs, functionality in my limbs. And Allah, I thank you that you have enabled me to take thy name. وَأَذِنَ لِي بِذِكْرِهِ وَفَضَّلَنِي عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقَهُ تَفْضِيلًا. Allah, you've given me virtue in superiority over so many of your creation. Meaning Allah has made us from the ummah of our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest of all the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. Every Nabi is so special, is so ma'soom. And the Sahaba of every Nabi were very special. But the Ummah, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the greatest of all. And his Ummah is the greatest of all Umam. Anyway, in the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, concerning Allah's dhikr, اُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةِ, and recite what has been revealed to thee from the book of Allah, and establish salah, wa aqim as-salah. Inna as-salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Verily, prayer saves one, protects one, stops one from indecent activities and defiances, illicit actions. What does this mean? When one is involved in salah, Allah saves one. And the more we indulge and involve in our connection to Allah, Allah will help us stay away from wrongs. There was one individual in the past who violated, but he would come for salah. The Sahaba mentioned this to Rasulullah. Allah's Nabi said, through salah, his life will be better. And he'll leave those violations. So it means the more we establish salah, the more good deeds will come into us, and the abilities to stay away from wrong. And also it means, whilst one is in the environment of the masjid and in salah, at least at that time one is staying away from wrong, and Allah will help one to leave wrongs at other times as well. Then the verse states, وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Now this is a verse in Surah Al-Ankabut, and this is the chapter of the spider. What an amazing chapter, revealed just before the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And interestingly, Allah in this chapter gives the parable of the spider. And during the journey of Hijrah, when the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the cave, Allahu Akbar, Allah sent a spider to weave its web. But so interesting is the fact that the Quran says, اتخذت بيتا. The female spider weaves her web. Today, of recent times, scientists discover that it's only the female spider that has the ability to weave the web. SubhanAllah. And the males cannot. And the Quran Kareem said, اتخذت. The star indicates to the feminine, the female. Something else interesting about this is, the verse says the weakest of homes, the weakest of structures, is the web of the spider. So it normally means that look at all structures, the steel structure, the wood structure, the metal structure, the brick structure, the tent material structure. And then you have the spider's web. But another meaning of the verse is the weakest structure. It can also mean spiritually. In which way? That the spider's web is weak in this way. That we learn that the female spider, after some time and when need be, it actually devours its male. The male that actually impregnated her, after some time it devours it. And then it even devours her own issue if need be. And what happens there is, when there's no, this is an indication that when there's no bond in the family, in the home, this brings weakness in the family and in the home. Then interestingly, in this verse that we are doing, where Allah says to Rasulullah, recite the verses of Quran revealed to the utlu. Utlu means to recite. And utlu also means to follow, from the word talwun, to follow. And utlu from tilawa, to recite. Then the verse says, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. And Allah's dhikr is most sublime. Meaning, the greatest ibadah is the consciousness of Allah and the remembrance of Allah. Allah enable us all to remember Him profusely. Subhanallah. How beautiful it is to remember Allah, to take the name of Allah, to call out the adhan. Wherever we are in the world, call out the greatness of Allah. Never leave our salah. Make the dhikr of Allah. Take Allah's name. Every rock, every tree, every stone that hears us will testify on Judgment Day. And it will bring so much of happiness in our lives. And dhikrullah will bring peace in our homes also. So that our homes don't become weak like the structure of the spider. And this is also one of the meanings when the verse says the weakest of homes. Otherwise, if you analyze it scientifically, the spider's web is actually, in comparison to a steel structure of that percentage, it's actually 5 times stronger. So there's also another indication of weakness when there's no bond and love and understanding between couples, and a beautiful environment of dhikr and ta'aleem and iman and amal in the home. And when there's fighting in front of the children, and when there's oppression from one to the other, from the husband towards the wife, and vice versa. And here also, from the wife towards the husband, oppression, injustices. This brings weakness and cracks in the home. And this allows the devil access. That's why when we don't make the dhikr of Allah as we enter with Bismillah and Salam, the shayateen gain access into our homes. They have free lodging. We don't take Allah's name when partaking of our meals. The shayateen partake. And then there's hatred. And couples don't appreciate each other, searching for each other's faults. Allah save us. So this verse says Allah's dhikr is the greatest. Subhanallah. The hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam under this verse explains that whatever ibadah coupled with Allah's dhikr makes that ibadah the greatest. Salah, fasting, hajj. Allah's dhikr in that amal makes that amal of great merit. Because Allah's dhikr is Allah's consciousness. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu explained, وَكُلُّ مُطِيعٍ ذَاكِرٍ. Each one in Allah's obedience is actually making the dhikr of Allah. So wherever we are in the world, what is the greatest dhikr? In every situation, analyze what is the command of Allah. This is dhikr. In every situation, analyze what did our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do in such a situation. That is such a great dhikr. And then tilawat of the Qur'an is one of the highest forms of dhikr. And then the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on different occasions. And then also to take our time in the morning and the evening to remember Allah, to utter His beautiful, pak, pure name. May Allah enable us to do so. Another interesting explanation of this verse, where Allah says, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma explained that this verse also means, ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ إِيَّاكُمْ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ ذِكْرِكُمْ إِيَّا. The way Allah mentions you, subhanAllah, is much more profound in the way, in comparison to the way that you will mention Allah. So when you remember Allah, Allah remembers you. And you mention about Allah to others, Allah mentions you to a better gathering. Allah boastfully mentions you to a gathering of angels, boastfully saying to them that you told me not to create insan. Have you seen him being my vicegerent on this earth, and how he takes my name, and how he implements my command, and how he abides by my will? And he tells others about me. Allah boasts to the angels about insan. So this is also the meaning of this verse. Then interestingly, the more we make dhikrullah, Allah will help us in life. Then the verse says, how to discuss with Ahlul Kitab concerning the truth. وَلَا تُجَادِلُوا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. In an amicable manner, in a good way, explaining the truth to them. This is our duty as Muslims. Wherever we meet the Christians and the Jews, explain the beauty of Islam. Explain Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beautiful teachings. Explain the teachings of Anbiya alayhi wa sallam as motivated in the Quran, as expounded upon in the Quran Kareem. What the Quran says about Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hazrat Dawood, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, and our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah give us tawfiq to share the truth with the world. And the more we will make Allah's dhikr, the more Allah will put effects and impact in our words. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.